Well, here's a familiar voice to many WKAR listeners, although it's been a few years since you've heard it on 90.5 Classical.
This is Gene Purdom. I worked at WKAR Radio from 1975 until I retired in 2013. I served as a staff announcer, as a music librarian, and for the last few years there I was music director, working with Jody Knoll and Mark Schwitzgable and Hal Prentice and a lot of other names that you would recognize.
What have you been up to since you left the station, Gene?
Okay, since I left the station, one of the first things I did was to become certified as a yoga instructor, doing the teacher training. It took about a year. So I am teaching yoga and meditation at a couple of locations in Williamston. Unfortunately, I'm not doing that right now because places where I teach, like at the high school, are closed. But I'm hoping that will resume sometime maybe in June or early summer. The other thing that I took up was I started playing violin again, which I had sort of set aside for like 45 years. And I joined the Mason Symphony Orchestra a couple of years ago. And I've also been going up to Michigan Tech, Houghton Hancock, because I try to play one concert up there every year with the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra. Both of those concerts and seasons have been canceled. The Keweenaw Symphony was supposed to do a concert later this month. That got canceled. Mason Symphony was scheduled to do the Beethoven Ninth in May, and that whole season also canceled.
You mentioned that the Mason Symphony was preparing the Beethoven Ninth Symphony. Unfortunately, that's a symphony we could all use right now.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's not a case where you just say, okay, let's go play the Beethoven Ninth, because you have to line up soloists and chorus and a venue that's big enough to handle all of that. Now, I don't know if we'll do that in the fall or maybe sometime next year. The whole point of that was because it was the Beethoven 250th birthday, which it'll still be in October, but I don't know what the schedule is for the Mason Symphony next year yet.
As someone who did programming for a long time of classical music at WKAR, as a listener at home, do you find yourself frustrated sometimes, and particularly during this time we're in right now, and you say to yourself, oh, there's a piece of music that Jody or Jamie really ought to play?
Not really. I mean, you guys play such a variety of things. There's so much available between you and Jamie and the people at Classical 24, like Overnight. There's such a wide variety that I really don't find myself wanting to hear something on the radio. If there's something that I really want to hear, I go online and find it. But that's pretty rare. And it's usually, most of my listening tends to be the pieces that I'm working on for one of the two orchestras. So like for a long time over the winter, I was listening to Beethoven Ninth recordings.
Well, you've been around for a while now that we can call you WKAR Radio Announcer Emeritus.
Yes.
Any words of encouragement for our listeners?
Just to, first of all, support the station. I'm hearing announcements in the regular programming about the importance of supporting the station. So that's way up there. The other thing is that there are other sources that you can explore if you're looking for something in particular. My wife, Kathy, and I have been going to the Metropolitan Opera website because they are streaming repeats of a lot of their live and HD broadcasts that were done in the theater. And they do one every day, every night at 7:30. And it's not something that you have to listen to live. You can like start the stream going and put it aside for a while and come back, listen to the rest of it. And they're top-notch productions. If you've seen any of the live in HD presentations that Met Opera has done, you know they're excellent. If that's, you know, if you need an opera fix, highly recommended. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there and a lot of listening, especially just on the radio.
Nice to hear Gene Pridham's voice again. I worked with him for several decades and really enjoyed speaking with him. And we're going to listen to the finale to the Beethoven Ninth Symphony in just a moment that he talked about. I also wanted to mention that if there's a piece of music that you find inspiring, you can leave us a voicemail at area code 567 246-9038 with your name, what music you love, and let us know why you love it. And over the next few weeks, we may use your story on the air and maybe play that piece of music as well. You can go to the 90.5 Classical Facebook page to get that phone number again.